Express Part 1 show 12 minutes before the hour. So listen, Timberland and his wife she filed for divorce. She wants child support for their 5-year-old daughter, but she also wants child support for her 10-year-old child that she had from a previous relationship. Should Timberland pay child support for that child that's not his? Rest of our morning show, hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? What you think?
Good. I do believe that if he's paid taxes for the child at all in those 5 years, he should have to pay child support for him.
For the next 13 years?
Years. However long. I mean, kids never really stop being your kids, so forever.
What about the child's real father, his biological dad?
Right, but whoever's claiming him, they can't both claim him. So sure. Whoever's claiming the child on their taxes should have to pay.
But if they're claiming joint?
They're both
claiming them.
I don't think they can do that, can they?
Yeah, when you're married. Yeah. When you're married, you file joint and all
she
the kids.
She means Timberland and your biological dad.
Can the father also claim him? They can't both use the child.
No, they can't. They can't. Okay. All right, thanks for your call. Rest of our morning show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what do you think?
I think he should have to pay. I mean, the point of child support is if you're not taking care of the child, then if they're yours, you need to pay for them.
But when he met her, the child was 5. He was already... He was here. You think he should pay anyway?
Well, I think the biological father should be responsible to pay for his children because he's not taking care of them, obviously.
Okay. Let's see. 3 Duluth says, hell no, tell his real broke-ass daddy to pay. Okay.
I mean, come on.
Hey, Rest Bar Morning Show, hello. What do you think? Should Timbaland have to pay for a child that's not his?
Hello, this is Tamika from Indianapolis. Hell nah, he should not have to pay for a child that's not his. Where the child daddy at? She needs to be hitting him up for child support.
But here's the thing. Timberland's worth like $80 million. You know the daddy.
So what?
So that child's going to live differently than the other child and they're in the same house. I'm just asking.
No, in this case, the mother is being greedy. Right. She's just trying to get a bigger check monthly. Right. To be real, the amount of money she's going to receive for their child together will be enough to cover that other
and
child.
And her alimony.
Stop being greedy.
What y'all think? Rest Bar Morning Show, hello? Hello?
Hell no.
Okay. Wow. What do you really think? Okay. Rest Bar Morning Show, hello? Hello?
Okay. Yes?
Oh, hi. What do you think? Should Timberland have to pay for that child?
Yes. Timberland should definitely have to pay.
Why?
Because if he's been raising this child, it's about the child. It's not about your relationship breaking up. It's about the child. If the child has been supported by him, you can't then turn around and say, well, this ain't mine, so I don't want to pay for it anymore. Be a man up, continue to take care of the child that you've been claiming from Jump Street.
But Jump Street, the child was 5 when he met the child.
Well, you don't know that. They might have been.
That doesn't really matter. He was claiming him when he met the mother, and he was calling him daddy, and he was claiming him as his son. That's it. It doesn't matter when you met the child. At the end of the day, child support is about the child. It's not about who you're sleeping with or who your wife is at the time. Then don't claim the child from Jump.
Well, what about the biological father? I'm just trying to figure out why you letting his real father off the hook.
That's his mother's problem. Why did she let him off the hook?
But why is that Timberland's problem?
He married her?
If you come up and you claim a child, then you make it your problem.
But all the money that she's going to be getting from child support already and her alimony, you don't think that's enough money already?
It's not about if it's enough.
I'm sure it is. You know what? 100%, I'm sure it is. But at the end of the day, if legally you have claimed this child, that's what comes into play.
Thank you, ma'am. Thanks for your comment.
I don't know. Did he do that legally, like file any docs?
I don't think he
because you can do that.
Yeah, if you go ahead and adopt the child.
Yes,
I don't know if he adopted him. Rest Bar Morning Show, hello.
Hey. No, I don't think he should have to pay. I'm not sure what's wrong with that last caller. If they're married, why wouldn't he say that was his child too?
Okay.
It would be.
One-Eyed Willie says, nah, but if he'd been there, he should still support the child in any way possible. He got it. Let's see. DC City Life says, the courts might agree with the wife if Timbaland has been taking care of him. Let's see. Deuce Almighty says, Timbaland is rich. What he's going to pay for his kid should be enough for both of them. Welch 76 says, I say if he wants to, go ahead. If the biological father is dead, go ahead, but I say no. What?
But we don't know if he's still rich. Remember he had that issues with the watch and
he's
all
worth
stuff?
$80 million.
Says who?
I'm telling you what I read today. I don't know if he's worth $80 million. But it's, you know how many people Timbaland produced?
And?
What that mean?
That means he gets that money, not just that.
But what if he's $100 million in debt?
All right, I don't know. Rest Bar Morning Show. Let me tell you something. The wife ain't asking for nothing she can't get. She knows. Rest Bar Morning Show, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. This is Shannon from Cincinnati. I would have to say that it all depends on if the father signed over parental rights when they got married.
Right.
If he signed over rights, then I would have to say Timberland is fully responsible if he accepted the rights.
I agree with that.
Rusty, but y'all know how it is. You know, the dad, we don't do that. Ain't nobody signing over no rights and doing all that.
Yeah, some people do that. And you adopt, you get his last name and all of that. So
maybe. You know how many people that we have baby daddies and we don't do all that?
Yeah, you want him to pay, Freddie, and I disagree with you.
I don't care. I don't care if he pays or not.
I'm just going to be honest with you.
Oh, I think he'll have enough from that first child. I didn't say that. Thank you. Morning Show, hello.
Hi, I think we're saying this, but we don't know if Timberland is going to be the kind of guy to go ahead and take care of it anyway. Because my boyfriend takes care of my kids, and when he met them, they were 4 and 7.
Yeah.
And I know if we split up today, he would continue to take care of my kids. Mm-hmm. Because those type of guys that accept that type of responsibility,
right.
I mean, he knew coming in, he's being a good guy.
Yeah.
So we're saying it like Timberland's not going to do it or he's disputing it. You don't know that because he was a good man to step up in that place to begin with.
Yeah,
I just think for her to ask for it is outrageous.
I agree with that. I agree with you. In court documents to say that, I think he would anyway.
He said he would not do anything for the child in court documents?
We're just asking obviously the divorce isn't final yet. We're just saying what she's asking for in the divorce documents.
And if she assumed that, why would she have to put that in?
Russ, you know what it is. You throw everything at the wall and whatever sticks is what you get. Yeah. Rest of our morning show,
terrible.
Hello.
Hi, this is Kenny from Louisville. No, I don't think he should have to pay. She should have been smart and had him legally adopt him. Other than that, he's not legally obligated to take care of the child. She just wants the money.
All right.
Exactly. It's
y'all
want to
keep this
money.
Conversation going? You can, or you can email us on it too. Email RussParr@gmail.com or on Twitter @RussParrShow.
So if you agree with Freeda's, you know.
I didn't even give my opinion.
That's what you said.
I really did.
It was terrible.
Wow.